It's Alison Hernandez here, and I'm with Martin Oxley, who's the Director of Supported Housing at Westwood Housing. I'm with him because I've been asked and been out to meet with Councillor Kingscote, the residents of Kenneth Court in Shippey. They have concerns because through the council's budget cuts, where we're having to find £22 million of savings within our budget to balance it ready for April next year. Kenneth Court's sheltered housing scheme, where they get support from individuals to help them live independently, is being cut by 100%. So, Martin, tell me a little bit about the service that those residents would receive at Kenneth Court.
All the people who live at Kenneth Court receive a support service from some members of staff who are based there who work with them to help them understand what it is that they need to make sure they can continue living independently, happily, healthily. They'll point them in the right direction for the support and advice they need if they can't provide that for themselves. We believe it's a service that helps them to be able to live in their own homes for as long as possible. And the funding we receive from the council helps to provide that service. And it also helps to provide the cost of an emergency alarm service, which is available to residents 24 hours a day. So if ever they're concerned, if they have a fall or an accident or whatever, if there's nobody around, they can press an emergency alarm service, and that will bring a response to that, either from the emergency services or from our staff or from whoever. So these are important services to help to reassure older people that they can continue to live at home on their own if they need to get the support they need to do that, and to have the reassurance of an emergency response if anything untoward happens to them.
Okay, thank you for that, Martin. I mean, when we went and met with the residents, they were a very vocal bunch of people. They were lovely. They were lovely. There was about 40 people in a room that we met with, really concerned about the loss, because they've also got a very personal relationship which takes a long time to build up with trust with the staff that are there. I'm aware that there was a number of incidences of people saying, well, you know, Mr. Bloggs fell down the stairs the other week, and if it wasn't for the community alarm and all of those sorts of things, they would have been there a lot longer. And the fact that the staff also ring round in the morning and just check that people are all right, the ones that they're particularly concerned about, those sorts of things. So if that funding stops, that means those sorts of things won't be available. You're here at the Resources and Priorities Scrutiny Panel, where we're trying to talk about and help the mayor and the councillors understand the impact of the cuts. What do you propose? What were the sort of things that you've said to the panel today?
We've tried to help the panel to understand how important this service is, how many people it supports, but I think also we've helped the panel and the council to understand that if we had to end this service in May next year, of this year rather, which we may have to if the budget cuts go ahead as proposed, that there won't be any service at schemes like Kenneth Court, and that the 180 or so households that we support across the bay, 90 of them within the Kenneth Court complex, won't have any staff presence on site to take care of or to pay attention to the particular needs of older people. And we won't be able to fund the alarm service either. So it's going to make some older and vulnerable people's lives more fragile, more at risk, more maybe less able to live as independently as they would like for longer. We've said to the council, therefore, we're concerned that might mean that more people go into the hospital or have to go into residential care or have to have other more expensive crisis kind of interventions to help them, as opposed to the longer-term, low-level support and needs-based sort of help that we're able to provide, which means that people can just stay where they are. So I guess the third thing that we've tried to say to the council today is, you know, these services that we're providing and other providers are providing for older people in shelter schemes have been provided in one form or another for years. To suddenly to turn the tap off in May 2014 without really giving us a chance to work with the council, to work with the health services, to work with the residents themselves to understand what that will mean and what the alternatives are, I think is very short-sighted and quite risky, really. We've worked with the council for years in reducing the costs of our services. Actually, the money that the council gives us at the moment to fund our older people support service doesn't meet the cost of it at all. We haven't been overly concerned about that because this is a service which is helping to support our residents. So therefore, it's a good example of how housing associations can work together with the local authority to continue to provide a service which supports our residents, sure, but also helps to meet the health needs and the kind of the community needs of the wider world of Torbay. So we know we need to make some cuts. We know we need to make changes to the way things are. That's fine. We all know that. That's what we're in business to do. But we need a bit of time to have a think about how we can do that for the best, so we're not putting at risk the lives of the people that we're supporting or the well-being of the communities that we're all here to work with.
That's very much, because it's a prevention service. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of the sheltered housing schemes when they were originally established. Mm-hmm. And I think time is something that all of the people have been calling for. They're not actually saying there's no cut, please don't cut us at all. They're saying give us time to work up an alternative solution. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for that, Martin. We'll certainly be, I think the mayor is certainly hearing that. And as a ward councillor for the area, it's my duty to make sure that he understands those needs of the residents there. Thank you for your time, Martin.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.